always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy Don Christian, man, and I'm chilling with the homie. Lil Prophet gonna be on in just a hot second. We getting it in, man, here at Yada Da King. Excited about what God is doing. Just excited about what's about to pop, you know what I'm saying, off, man. A young cat repping God. He's older than a lot of y'all think, though. You know what I'm saying? Just because he got the little in front of the name don't mean he's still, you know what I'm saying, little. So, you know what I'm saying? I was chopping it up with him a little bit, and he was talking about he was cooking for him and his family and his wife. So, you know, you can't be little and still be married. It regularly don't happen. But, you know what I'm saying? This is what we about to do. We about to get it in. We excited about what's about to pop off. Today's topic is going to be on friendship, man. And just really what makes friends friends. You know, what are some of the things that people got to go through to have friendship and friendship to really manifest in a way where, you know what I'm saying, we can actually really be connected with cats, man. And that's what we're going to talk about. Anybody that got some music that you want to send in, feel free to send it in. You know what I'm saying? We got dogs in the background, so if you don't send the music the correct way, you know what I'm saying, the dogs might attack you. You know what I'm saying? And we got pit bulls and we got Rottweilers. No, I'm just playing. That's Lil Prophet. He got some dogs. So we'll ask him about that too. You know what I'm saying? But y'all know what it is. Feel free to visit yadadaking.com. That's yadahdaking.com. You can check out the latest podcast, the latest interviews. Check us out when we live with some of these artists, man. Just really repping the Lord. And you can ask your questions to these artists, man. And that's really what it's all about. We're just trying to be a platform to continue to push the gospel, to share the gospel. Y'all know what it's all about. That's really what we all about, man. If it ain't about Christ, then it ain't nothing else matters. So we're going to talk about that, get it in. I got some new music, man. I'm going to go with the homie Fidel. His new song is called Gone. Y'all going to check this out. And be sure to check us out. Check out some of our advertisers. Zerubbabel just came out with a new album Pilgrim Progress. Pilgrim Perspective. That's what it's all about. And we pilgrims in this land, if you didn't know. But let's check out this song by Fidel. Gone on Yada Da King Radio. Let's get it.
Green, you boasting, Celtics, blousing. Oh no, we get live. chains, Club David. Big dreams, big goals, make a difference, I'm just saying. I will be everything that they say I could not be. You didn't see my teeth, you didn't see my teeth. See, they thought I quit, but no more quit left in me. Got that last dragon, Leroy, Jesus glow on me. And I'm ready for that fight, I know who my master be. And I'm through blaming, I take full responsibility.
Come on. what's going on, world? It's your boy Jeeta, and I just want to let you guys know that my new album, The Final Call, is in stores now. That's right, it's in stores now. It features the singles Burning Up,
We Burning Up,
You Are,
and
Murder It, featuring K Drama and Cambino. The Final Call, available at all your online retailers. Will you answer the call?
Him Diesel Records presents Zerubbabel's new album, Pilgrim Perspective, available June 14th, featuring Michelle Bonilla, Chris Lee Cobbins, D-Mob, J. Reed, Survivor, and Result. Available at all Christian bookstores, all digital outlets, and pre-order now at ZerubBministries.com. Zerub asks, what's your perspective on life? Available June 14th. Zerubbabel's Pilgrim Perspective. Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David, featuring K Drama, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson. Available now. Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David.
We in the club again.
Now available at FidelMusic.com. Club Day, join the club. See Rob's new album, Crystal's Meth, about God's deliverance and him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-robmusic.com. Check the single out, Shift.
I got that soul tight, tight, time to shift.
To
another level,
and God is active.
Toes up, shoes up, walking how we say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now, see Rob's Crystal's Method.
Yeah, that's the homie Andalay. Song is called Come Around. You know what I'm saying? Come around. Yeah, y'all know how we do it, man. But we got the homie Lil Prophet on the line with us. Say what's up, Lil Prophet, to all the podcasters.
Yes, sir. What's good, family?
Man, that's what's up. First of all, I want to say thank you for getting it in with us, man. And we just start the show off the same way we normally do it, man. And we get in and talk about this testimony, man. What has God done in your life? And just share some of the points where God kind of changed your life and really what he's doing to you right now, today.
Yeah, most definitely. Man, I talk about upbringing of a lot of low self-esteem, no confidence and stuff that I wanted to do, and I grew up in the mindset of being to myself and being shy, whatever, and having an understanding that, you know, if I wanted to achieve something in life, you know, it would happen eventually. I was in that mind state of, you know, something good has to happen to everybody. And I went through first half of high school, really to myself and having low self esteem. But I always loved to rap other rappers' albums and songs. I could memorize them and repeat it, spit it off the top of my head like it was nothing. You know, it was Eminem, 50 Cent, and I would just flow off their stuff. And that was I figured out, man, that was my thing. But before that, man, I was big into writing poetry, big into writing stuff that that came to my mind, and big into writing stuff that made, you know, different stuff, being different, being, you know, not like everybody else in school, not like everybody else around me, but using, you know, my brain to expel my and get my feelings out. Then I remember, man, my first Christian rap album I bought. I used to rap In Not Of by the Cross Movement Holy Culture album. That was the first song that I ever performed. I rapped their song at like a little talent show. And from then on, man, I copped T-Bone.
Yeah.
I copped him, Fetty's street music. And then I was digging into the Truth's first album. And then from then on, I started writing my own music. And then, you know, growing up, man, I followed my father, who was now a pastor, and we began to, I followed him in ministry for a while.
Yeah.
Wherever he went, man, I followed him, and I learned, and I learned, and I learned who Jesus was and what he wanted me to do, and what was I here for to do, and you know what my purpose was, my reasoning was. And God raised up somebody who was shy and to themselves and really had no self-confidence, and raised them up to be a humble musician and artist, but who goes around on you know, proclaiming the truth of Christ on stage and for everybody to see. So it was kind of crazy, and I knew it was nothing but God, man. But he has really changed my heart around, really gave me a heart for the youth, really gave me a heart for people who have gone through the same things that I've gone through, and wanted me to give the message, man, of continue to go out and share the gospel with everybody. So, you know, that's where I'm at right now, is to take this knowledge that I have and share it with everybody. So,
no, that's what's up, man. So you said your father is a pastor, correct?
Yeah, yes.
So
sir.
With that, you know, would you say that you feel that you are called to be in the ministry as well? Is it something that you're prepping yourself for, or is it just the music right now at this time?
Oh no, man! I was a full blown minister before I even touched any kind of studio equipment, any kind of mic, any kind of because I think, man, our thing is, and I see it a lot, is that, you know, there's plenty of talent. You know, we got talent today. There's talent in the game. There's talent. You know, you can find, you can roll down the street, you can go in the hood and find talent and tell them to rap Jesus all day long.
Yeah.
But if this isn't what you're called to do, if you're not anointed to do, and I say, how do you know that you're called to do something like this? How do you know that you're anointed?
Yeah.
God will open up every access way, every door, and allow you to do things that man can't do. Mm. And that's what began to happen, which was crazy. What I did before I even touched music, man, I made sure that my foundation was correct and my morals and my teaching was correct. So I didn't go out there to make a wreck of the gospel, make a shipwreck of who Jesus was and what he stood for, and really got the correct knowledge, so that when it was time for me to go out and do ministry, you know, I had some teaching up under my belt, and with revelation and with the Holy Spirit guiding me, and with an accountable team who held me accountable with in my community, we can successfully run ministry. So, man, I was in ministry and love the Lord and preaching at different churches, various churches, and in Bible college and in discipleship classes, foundational classes, the whole nine, before I even wanted to do music. So.
Wow, that's what's up, man. So look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to your song, Proper Duck, which is, you know, the single that, you know, that we've heard from the new album that really has been making noise. Tell the people a little bit about this joint as we get into that.
Yeah. Proper Duck is basically a song that is basically giving a voice to the people who really don't have a voice, who are really being ridiculed for who they are, and trying to proclaim the gospel like God has called them to do, but doing it in their own way. And Proper Duck, as you can already see, it sounds weird on its own, but that's the thing. That's me, and that's who God has called me to be. People around here know me as that. So, again, family, be you. Be who God called you to be. But remember Matthew 28, go out there and do what God has called you to do. Save these souls, minister to them, and you know, get the right path. Proper Duck.
All right, man, let's get into this joint. We're going to let y'all live streamers bang this. Tell somebody it's going down. And y'all that I
Oh,
missing lack of knowledge on earth. If you don't have a shepherd, then who you listening to? Yeah, yeah.
Hits. I can indulge in all those things, but it just make me sick. I need something else, something tangible, something maybe that could save me from this animal. I need an antidote, but I don't need a drug. And everyone around me tells me all I need is love. Some kind of hope. I'm drowning in myself. I need some kind of rope.
I'm feeling so lost, cause I haven't found my purpose. It's like I'm hungry for something. I'm feeling malnourished. I need someone to speak. I need someone to lead. I need someone to trust, cause I can't put my trust in me. I'm starving for affection. I'm starving for direction. I want attention, but it only leads me to depression. I need some real answers. Sick and tired of guessing. My perception is you probably sick and tired of questions. Why's my soul searching? Why's my spirit thirsting? I need to find out what it is before they close the curtains. A purpose for my life, and I found the proof. Found peace, found hope, and I found love. I know how you feel, cause homie, that's where I was. He can free you from the hurt and the pain too. Make your eyes see clear, make your legs move. I was lost and I needed him to save me. I found satisfaction in the one that made me. All those things
didn't ever satisfy you.
All those things
didn't ever satisfy you.
All those things
didn't ever satisfy you. You still stuck.
That's the homie Adelaide. Song is called Starving, man. And we're starving unless we got God in our life, man. Some of y'all hungry right now. But make sure you hungry for the things of God. You dig? We got the homie Lil Prophet. If y'all didn't know, man, this dude is actually assistant pastor. He's actually preaching right now in a live stream. You can always join us at yadadaking.com. Click the live radio link and you can get it in. Chat with us. We having a good time. Lil Prophet, how you doing? You good, boss?
Doing good, sir. I'm fired up in here. My baby's screaming, so she's probably feeling the spirit as well.
Okay, that's what's up, man. So let me ask you this, man. What got you involved in becoming a Christian rapper, man? And how old were you when you started?
I believe I was about 16. I got saved when I was 14. I really enjoyed music, man. I'm a fan of music. I'm a fan of music. Like I said, I did a lot of good poetry in school. I did contests, I did competitions and stuff like that on writing. So I was a writer at heart, and I was very creative. And I loved the Lord, and I love church, man. I love going and worshiping and praising and sweating out of my clothes and messing up everything, running over chairs and everything. I was the type of teen that loved, like, when you was a kid and your parents drug you to church, I was the type of kid that was, like, dragging my parents to church.
Wow, that's what's up.
It was something that I could get engaged into. And it locked me in, like it was something that I could be able to set myself free, because I was so engulfed inside and I had problems within myself, and I wasn't able to speak out on that. Yeah. So going to service and seeing the worship and seeing the choir and really getting it in. That was a way for me to just enjoy myself. And then beyond that, man, I was my dad was always in music. My grandfather was always in music. My grandfather did, my grandmother did music. My brothers are in music. It's in our bloodline. So we're all tied into it now. And it's a great access way. It's probably one of the best access ways right now to proclaim the gospel to the people, and use these airways and use our albums and our singles and music videos to tell the people about Jesus Christ. Because the world, they're peeping it now, man, and they know that we're shaking the ground, and they know that this isn't just a fad. We actually take this seriously. So I've been doing it for a while now, but I have two national albums out, one local album. I'm only 23, so I'm looking to make it as big as possible that a lot of unsaved people can see what God is doing.
No, that's what's up, man. So you've been in the game for a minute, and we're going to talk about, I guess, the way that we found out about you, a big-name Christian hip-hop artist who has been in the game for a while. He put you under his shoulders. You want to elaborate on that, man?
Oh, Petty D, man, I don't have enough time to talk about all that the man of God has done for, I would say, a success in business. Yeah. And really a great mentorship. We met in Memphis at Mr. Dell's Holy Rapture Conference. And he seen something in me when I was performing, ministering on stage, you know, pulled me to the side and, you know, asked me personal questions. What am I doing? Wow. Tell me some scriptures. Tell me, you know, minister to, you know, it was deep, you know, because he seen something. You know, I started, you know, laying it on him, and it's like, so you're not just a musician. I'm like, no, man, I live this thing.
Yeah.
I'm at home and I live it. Anybody who knows me knows that if you don't see me speaking the word, then I'm something's going wrong. I live it. And I've been running with him for a while now. He's opened up doors for me. He's introduced me to plenty of people. He's the reason why I've been able to distribute my album in stores. He's done so much. And a great mentorship, and him, I would say him, of course, my father, who is running the helm of this thing. Mr. Dale has also been a big help, and when I needed him, Ross Servin, who's also been there, just a lot of people. I got a lot of information in the beginning from Urban D in Tampa, who's been there a lot. So they see a young man of God who loves the Lord, and they pour into it, and that's how you know that you've been called to do with this, because God puts people in your path to make sure that everything that you need, everything that you're doing, you won't do it in lack, you won't do it with bad performance, but you'll do it with ease, and it won't be hard. It's like butter to me now, because only thing I got to make sure that we do, man, is we continue staying focused on him and making sure he's at the helm of our life, number one in our life. And we're not getting big-headed in this thing,
yeah.
Not getting prideful in this thing, staying humble, staying lowly so he can exalt us, and just, you know, having fun above everything, man, and really enjoying life for what it is. So.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. How important do you think it is that there's people that pour back into other artists? I mean, I know with you being impacted in such a way, I'm pretty sure you have plans to pour back into others. But how important do you think it is for holy hip-hop as a genre to begin to really pour back into other people?
It's vital. It's vital to the game. It's vital because, number one, like I told you in the beginning, we can go to the street and get a dope rapper right off the block. And you know, tell them to rap and slap Christian on it, and that won't really. It's not gonna pierce the heart of the listener. There's no anointing on that. There's no love in that. And what we need is more teaching teaching of how to utilize the gospel in the correct way. And when I say that, man, I say that I can't be somebody else. I have to be Lil Prophet. I have to be who God has called me to be. And my lane is my lane. I can't do what Petty D does. I can't reach the people that he reaches. I have to reach who God has called me to reach. And God has called me to take my stuff to the nations and take it overseas. That's what he's called me to do. And for what, you know, Christian rappers or rappers that are Christian, whatever they call themselves, wherever God has called you to go, walk in that lane and don't and stay in that lane. Because when we try to veer off and be like such and such and this person and that person, we're going to get discouraged because we're going to find out that those shoes that we're trying to put on are too big for us. And that's not what God called us to be. And I know a lot of awesome ministers who are called locally and who are ripping up their city and getting a lot of play in their area. And they're content with that. And that's cool. But I've learned that I don't never look down on anybody that has a local ministry, and I don't put anybody on the pedestal who has a national ministry. Everybody has their separate lane.
Dope, man. So what you said was a lot like this. It was like, you got to look like who God called you to be. You got a single called Look Like God. We're going to hop into that joint, but tell them a little bit about that joint right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look Like God on To Infinity and Beyond in stores now, featuring Third. The song pretty much basically talks about doing the things of God, doing the things by the fruit of the Spirit and nothing of the flesh. If it's not being productive in God, if it's not moving like God wants it to, like he created in the beginning, if it's not shaking, if it's not piercing the heart, then we got to move it out the way. We got to shoo it away from us and get into the Spirit. If it look like God, man, you got to put it on all day, every day. Yeah.
Dope. So let's get it in. Lil Prophet on Yada That King Radio. Let's go.
My praise is amazing, I be off in the zone. I be praising my God even when chilling at home. I be lying in bed, spirit be beating my head. When I'm supposed to be asleep, I be worshiping instead.
If it look like God on me, I'ma put it on. If it look like God on me, I'ma put it on. If it look like him, me, I'ma put it on. Look like him, me, I'ma put it on. Look like God on me.
Nip and tuck, yeah. Bro, I'm all about my daddy's work. Bearing the fruit of the loom like a t-shirt. The image of the Most High I'm portraying. My flesh is a bomb I'm diffusing daily. And if you don't know what to put on, I got fashion tips. I crash and sit, read slower than molasses drips. And if you wonder what I'm reading, man, it's word. Cause it's gonna tell me what look like God ain't to put on. 22-23 teach me, live by the fruit of the spirits and you'll be peachy. So if it look like God, put it on. If it don't, then you gotta move.
like him, me, I'ma put it on. Look like God on me, I'ma put it on. Look like God on me, I'ma put it on. Look like him, me, I'ma put it on. I'ma put it on, yeah, I'ma put it on. I'ma put it on.
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
TheSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you TheSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. And more. At the South. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
West Coast Rapid.
West Coast Fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all,
yo,
turn it up.
Jesus.
Gina.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Wow. Lift this name high. Lift this name. That's the homies Exodus Movement. If you ain't got their album, go pick that joint up. But we getting it in right now with the homie Lil Prophet. You know what I'm saying? Go pick up his album as well. Lil Prophet though, man, we gonna hop on today's topic, which is friendship. What would you say really... Well, let's do it like this. Do you remember your first friend that was outside your family? And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, he's actually Pastor Vince Williams, who is another pastor in my church. We've been running when I was in middle school.
Wow.
Yeah, man, and he's married now. His wife is expecting. He's actually a police officer in our neighborhood. And he got his own place. He's doing great things in the kingdom. And the biggest thing I can say about that is, I think where you're going with it is, a vital thing in a friend, man, is integrity.
That's good.
And having people that say something and they do it, and when they mean it, you know, they actually walk it out. And how they are in the open, and how I am on this interview, I should be the same way when I hang up. And that's the biggest thing in having a true friend, man, because that's how Christ is. Christ, he did what he said he was going to do, and he acted out his father, and he acted out what his father wanted him to do. And that's the only thing that he was ever about, and that's his only mission. It was to do what his father had called him to do, and to have a friend like that, man, is incredible. And friends on earth right now, man, if you have a friend, man, that has your back to the end, stick close to them, because you'll probably never find another friend like that. And if not that, man, staying close to my wife and staying close to my family, and like I said, man, ministering to my family, and making sure that we know each other inside out, and when I'm down, she's up and able to minister to me and get me back on the right path and move forth. And what I need to do. So.
Yeah. No, that's dope, man. I want to ask you this, though. With friendship, you know what I'm saying? We all know some of the qualities, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But is it different trying to have friendship in the kingdom of God versus friendship in the world? Is there anything different in those senses, or what do you think?
Most definitely. Because your morals and your motives are different. A friend in the kingdom of God should always be pouring the correct things into your life, and it has the accountability of the word, and that when they see you acting out the things that aren't of God, they should be able to correctly get you back in line. And make sure they get you back on the path, not because they want to expose the things that you're doing, not because they want to make you look like a fool in front of people, but because they love you, they are able to correct you in the word and get you back on that path. But friends in the world, man, I never really, like I said in the beginning, man, I was never really that type of person who was big into cliques in school or hanging out or, you know, being out late and games stuff like that. So I never really experienced that type of thing.
Yeah.
I really rolled with my brother and Pastor Vince, who is, you know, a pastor in my church now, who was a good friend then. That's the only really person I rode with. If not then, I was doing ministry with my dad. So I would say that, man, friends in the world really have to have a grasp on, if not a Christian foundation, but at least to walk out something good. But in the world, man, there's nothing good because it's all self-gratifying.
That's good.
It's all pleasing themselves, pleasing the flesh, and doing things that they want. And I is always what it is, and it shouldn't be I. As Christians and friends, it's not I. It's him, and making sure it's about him and not about us.
No, that's good, man. So let me ask you this. Have you ever had to let go of a friend, you know what I'm saying, in life because of just some kind of differences?
If not that, then I would say that people will, this is what's plaguing church today. We say that the church has hurt me, but we never say how we hurt people. And it's always a pointing of the finger, but it's never pointing back at ourselves. We never say, how can I better my life and my surroundings? How can I better the lives of others? Instead of saying, well, I'm not going to go worship because of the word that the man of God brought, and it ripped my flesh apart, and it made me feel bad about myself. It should make the flesh feel bad, because the flesh doesn't like being put in order. The flesh doesn't like, Satan didn't like when he got kicked out of heaven. That's why him and God are battling to this day. He didn't like being overruled when he wanted to rule God. He didn't like it. And the flesh doesn't like being told what to do. So I would have to say that I didn't let anybody go. They let themselves go. They couldn't get right with how my standards were so high in the word, and because I wanted to live a perfect life, and that's another interview.
Yeah.
How I wanted to live a true life in the word of God 24/7, and relying on a true and holy God, and relying on my repentive acts, and making sure that whatever I'm doing, I'm on my face, and making sure that my flesh is not there, humbleness is there, and a contrite heart is there. So I let, you know, you got to let people do what they do. And if it's not in the word, like the song says, if it don't look like God, then I can't roll with it. And ultimately what will happen, they'll make themselves break ties. I won't even have to say nothing, because the fire gets turned up too hot and they'll end up getting burnt, and then you won't see them no more. But then what happens, they say the church hurt me. And the man of God hurt me, and people in the church hurt me, disrespected me. Well, it really wasn't that. It was that the flesh overruled your spirit, and you got, your emotions got tampered with.
Yeah.
I've gone through that plenty of times, and people that know me, man, that know that I'm the type of person that I don't play the church game.
Mm.
I've never played religion. I never played church hopping. I've never played that kind of thing where I wasn't serious about my faith. I was always the type of person that was in love with the Lord and not with the quote-unquote church.
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. So, look, man, we talking friendship, and I would like to ask you, what would you say as far as friendship, if somebody's a Christian and they're looking for friends, or they're saying, hey, it's tough for me, how can somebody find friends? What are some qualities that they need to be looking for into a good godly friendship?
Well, the first thing you got to do is show yourself friendly.
Hmm. Yep.
I can't be friends with somebody who has an attitude, bro.
Yeah.
It's not gonna work.
Yeah.
That's what the word says. If you're trying to find a friend, you have to show yourself of a friendly act, friendly nature. And that's where you touch into believers making sure that they're continuing to stay humble and not boastful of themselves. I preached the word a while back, and I said that it's too much of looking like that God needs us when we really need Him.
Yeah.
And that He gave us a way out, and He gave us another chance. And we walk around like God owes us something. When God don't really owe us anything.
That's right.
When all He deserves is the praise and the glory. And what I would say to that, man, is to make sure that the fruits of the Spirit are always exemplifying themselves in your life. That somebody should be able to pinpoint some peace and love and joy in your life, and they should never see you in your downtime. My pastor likes to say, never let the enemy see you with your pants down. Never be caught in a position where you're not exemplifying true traits of the Lord.
Yeah.
Because I you'll lose friends like that because there's no integrity in that.
No, that's what's up, man. So we getting it in. Homie Lil Prophet is with us. We going to go into this joint, I'm Moving, featuring Cass. Now tell the people about this song as we hop into that.
I'm Moving featuring Cass is actually a hot track, like you say, and it is speaking to people who are ready to move in the things of God, who are ready to use His Spirit as a tool, as a spark, as a fire to get their life in order, get anything in order. May it be your finances, may it be your salvation, may it just be trusting in God, moving whatever God has called you to move in your head.
All right, let's get it in on Yada Da King.
Boy, so you know I stay shining. Turn the lights off, I'ma twinkle like a diamond. Christ in my life, everything is awesome, man. Hundreds in my pockets, but I toss them in the offering. He is where I got it, I give it all back. With a hundredfold blessing, I'ma get it all back. And He add a little more. Show us some love, man. You know the Father always doing over and above. I'm a Jesus fanatic. If Christ was a drug, He'd be more than a habit. You would see me as an addict. Can't seem to get enough of that stuff. I just trust the worst discussed as just. And everything said leads to the same spot. It's like a fork in the road, but the left lane's blocked. Someone take the right away. I know what to do. I ain't scared, man. I always got my true. I'll go with Christ. Paid dues because of that dude. I'm
Coffee shop and I smell that back bean. When I need a boost, it's more than caffeine. Grab a seat and I read about the last scene in the passion story in John 19. My hero endured all the fire darts, eternal flame, and it's lighting up my dark heart. No matter what they say, I have to keep it real. He rolls on the third, and that's what's real. Swag on affinity, cheetahs on blast. Before the world, he's the first and the last. Copy his style and the change that my heart sees. Watch his ways on the Bible, movie screen. When the flood comes through, yo, we got the standard. Lord of the Rings, I'm the Green Lander. And the book tells us about the free safe. He's the captain, flying into destiny.
You're my love, you're my joy. You're my friend, you're my father, you're my peace, you're my strength, you're my Lord, you're my
flying into destiny.
Yeah. That's G plus O featuring Applejack. Song is called You're My. And you can fill a blank in for who God is to you. And that's what the whole song is about. We with the homie Lil Prophet, man. Lil Prophet, man, first of all, once again, I would like to say thank you for spending time out with us and being able to share your heart, man, your testimony and your ministry, bro.
Man, thanks,
brother.
Glad to be invited to do this, man. I enjoyed myself.
Okay, cool, man. You know what I'm saying? So tell everybody in the town it's going down on Yada That King. But for everybody that's been checking you out, they like, yo, I'm feeling your music. Or for somebody that this is the first time they heard of you, where can they find you on the internet? You know what I'm saying? Where you at, bro?
Right now, I have a brand new website up. Big shout out to Eshawn Burgundy and the God Chasing Movement, Branson, Jacksonville. Hooked this up big time. Juice 2020, Space Cherry Films. TheRealWordRecords.com. At World, The Real Word, like the Word of God, Records.com. You can find all the artists on there, any news, any information, purchase the albums. You can purchase the physical CDs there, and they'll be shipped to you. But if you like to download digital songs, iTunes and Amazon.com are selling To Infinity and Beyond, which is the latest album, and my second album, Versatile, is also being sold online.
Okay. So, yeah, man, for what's up next coming for Lil Prophet, for those that missed it, man? What's popping off?
Coming up next, you can find music coming from Kaz, K-A-S. You can get information from him, either thesouth.com. He's done music with D-Mob and Petty D. It'll be his coming out single. More information on that coming soon. Boy Wonder, Put Him In Your Air single is out now online and on therealwordrecords.com. Music from me will be coming soon. The single will be dropping soon. Remixed and remastered. And possibly a video we're going to be doing with that with D-Mob and Ross Servant. And also the next big album will be the Discipleship compilation, where you'll find a lot of major artists on this that we're still putting together for this teaching project.
No, that's what's up, man. So we got it in with you, bro. Any last words you want to say to the people, man?
Most definitely, man. Keep God first. Keep Christ first in your life. Continue to put the flesh aside and live for Him. Stay in prayer, man. Stay encouraged and live in what God has called you to do. Continue to sow seeds in the lives of others and encourage others, man. Love on others. And keep this hip-hop community in prayer as we continue to sow our finances into this thing and believe for God to minister to any unsaved soul. And man, just enjoy life, man. It's one thing I've come to understand, man, is there's always somebody going through worse than I'll ever go through. So I'm enjoying life as much as I can and doing the things of God on an everyday basis, man. But God to the fullest and keep it first, man.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. We got it in with the homie Lil Prophet. Once again, we want to just say thank you, bro. And man, go smash that fool, brother.
I need to.
And don't forget to get back at me on that words game, man. We need to finish that joint.
Yeah, we'll see. I play Scrabble, though. I don't know about words.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Well, God bless you, bro. With much love, family.
God bless, man. Appreciate it.
All right, peace. Life to the homie. You know what I'm saying? Lil Prophet. You know what I'm saying? We got it in, chopped it up with him. And we just excited about what God is doing, man. That's the great thing about interviewing some of these artists. You get to see what their hearts are like, even besides the music. You know what I'm saying? You would not expect Lil Prophet to be that calm, that chilled out. But dude is not little no more. You know what I'm saying? I should have asked him that. Is he going to take the little out of his name anytime soon? I know he likes the definition of LPZ. You know, he likes to say that. So you know how we do it, man. But we're going to continue to keep on. First of all, we want to shout out all of our advertisers right now. Fidel got a brand new album coming out. It releases May 17th. Go pick it up. It is called Club David. You don't want to miss that. We also got C-Rob with her brand new album, Crystal's Method. You know what I'm saying? Pick that up. And Zerubbabel, Pilgrim's Perspective. Go pick them up, man. You guys can check them out on our website. They got banners. Or they're on our splash page. And if somebody's wondering, man, how can I get on their splash page? How can I get banners on their website and all that? Feel free to hit us up at advertising@yadadaking.com. Advertising@yadadaking.com. You can hit us there and we can chop it up. Right now, we got that NBA playoff special advertising going on. And it's only $40. You know what I'm saying? $40. And it could be for 1 month of 30-second commercials on the show, audio commercials, banners, and the splash or background pages. Or it could be 3 months of getting pushed through our podcast. So it's just really up to you, however you're really trying to push. And we're out here trying to advertise what we're doing to continue to keep these doors open, man, and continue to take us to a whole nother level. This whole show is not just about us. It's about being a platform for the kingdom of God. You know what I'm saying? And whoever is doing music, repping Christ, we're going to see a lot more cats from our town get on. Seattle, a lot of cats is putting out albums. We want to just make sure we can show love to our city. That's really what it's all about, man. But don't go nowhere. I'm going to hop into the next segment in just a hot second. And we're going to talk about friendship. You know what I'm saying? Some of the requirements. And I'm asking y'all watching, what are some requirements for a good friendship? You know, is there something that you have a list of? And is it different, you know, being a godly friend versus just a worldly friend? And we can see what's good. I'm going to get into this joint right here by George Lott, Chasing After Your Love. Every time I hear this song, I'm like, okay, that's what it is. GL, what up? We getting it in. It's Yada the King Radio. Don't y'all go nowhere.
Crazy as it sounds, it feels like my feet is floating and can't touch the ground. Wherever you go, I will follow. It's
got a crush. No, more like a first love. Yeah, I can't get you off my mind. I'm chasing after you like I'm running out of time. See, what you have is so pure. They say I'm love sick, I say there's no cure. I think I feel much better when I get a dose of your love medicine. Yeah,
I'm addicted, I'm a fiend.
Call it what you want, but you can't call it daydream. Nah, cause what I feel is so real. But when I'm with you, it feels surreal. Yeah, and you're the best of the best. I'm lost in your love, no GPS. Ask Jenny, I'm running like Forrest. I'm fighting for your love, it goes hard, Chuck Norris.
Hey, I'm running, I'm running, trying.
Jaw-dropping power, get it in your life, I guarantee blessing shower. He gon' bless me, going in and going out. I can't be doing nothing, gotta be out and about. Health, finances, it don't matter to me. That's some all or that's true prosperity. Sitting tired, I'm being sick and tired. Broke, busted, and disgusted, always getting fired. Until I got a hold of God's anointing. Listen closely, watch where he is pointing. Cause it ain't no business, like kingdom business. Like a LeBron James fan, I'm a witness. In the front row with my jaw on the ground, like watching a pitcher throw a perfect game from the mound. Pound for pound, there ain't no one that is better. He the beginning, the end, he is forever. Ever, ever.
He's super, my natural. This game is so over. To him my hydro poster. Praise his name, Jehovah. He's super, my natural. This game is so over. To him my hydro poster. Praise his name, Jehovah.
Really fragile when I'm outside his will, but when I'm with Christ, I am the real deal. Praise without God. His love, probably overdose on some pills, but now he got me walking like I made an Iron Man steel. Feel me on this, God has a plan to make you whole. Read the Bible, drop your remote control. Too many Christians try to do things on their own, but you must practice his commandments to become a pro. This ain't no joke, people dying ain't going to hell, but we're buying into lies like they was on sale. So we want to communicate this message of love. We read that on Sundays like it's some sort of club, but it's more than that. Gotta get empowered to help those in need. This is the last hour. Don't be an antichrist, don't be a coward. Don't leave earth without JC, it'll leave you sour.
No, no,
I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's why I give my life to the one who took me higher, higher. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's why I give my life to the one who took me higher. Me, they can't stop me like a castle ball. Got mixed my meals and know they ain't to see the faces. My living proof, Pharisees trying to bash me, but they can see my faults. I know I didn't earn it. It was just a gift the Lord spilled me up with just one shift. I got sick and tired, I've been sick and tired. That's why I give my life to the one who take me higher. Sick and tired, that's why I give my life to the one to take me higher. Higher.
He's super, my natural. This game is so over. To him I draw closer. Praise his name, Jehovah. He's super, my natural. This game is so over. To him I draw closer. Praise his name.
Jehovah, God hears. That song was His Super, My Natural. Shout out to all the cats that came through in live stream. Prayer of Hope, much love. AG, all good. What up? Real Word, thank you. Yes, please hit us up. We getting it in, man. We gonna talk about friendship. Now, today I came up with the topic a few minutes before we got rocking. You know, sometimes that happens. And I was like, okay, let's just talk about friendship. You know, and I can say, you know, my first friends in life, obviously most of the time it's your family, but even outside of your family, you got people that you went to school with. I remember the first time I spent the night at one of my little homies' house. We actually watched, the first time I ever watched Land Before Time, you know what I'm saying? And it was funny, but we just chilled. And our friendship continued to grow. But as time went on, you know, we started seeing ourselves being interested in different things. You know, there's always seasons that you have with different friends, just because your interests start to change. Now, we was all involved in sports. We loved to be competitive. And at a young age, that's what connected us. But when things start shifting and people start going different directions, you start seeing, okay, man, okay, that's we still cool. But he ain't like my, you know what I'm saying, my Ace Boon Coon or whatever they call it. You know what I'm saying? My close cats. And really what happens is if you're looking for a friendship, make sure your interests are the same. Now, if you're a godly person and somebody you're trying to be a friend with has a worldly perspective on life and you have a godly perspective on life, obviously, you know, obviously, it's not gonna work. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make sure that you guys have the same vision. As we were talking, I can't remember who I was talking to, but when somebody has two visions, that's also called division or division. And what happens is sooner or later it's gonna split the two apart. Now, if one of your friends is like money hungry, and anytime money has something to do with they're just chasing money, and let's say you owe them money, I guarantee if you don't give them their money, they're going to be upset, because that's how they base their friendship. They base their friendship on, okay, what can this person give me? You know, what can I get out of this? That some people's friendships are based on that. And, you know, we got to make sure that our friendships are based on godly principles. So what are some things that we can look at and say, hey, this is what I need to base my friendships on? One, it could be love. It could be love, respect, and just to elaborate on some of those. What does it mean to love somebody? If somebody thinks love, as I said just a second ago, has something to do with giving all the time, then their perspective on love is not the same as us having a godly perspective on love. Our godly perspective on love should be that despite this, what this person does, despite what they have done or what they have or have not given me, I still love this person. And, you know, we see people break up today easy because they don't understand love. It was liking. And we talked about that on the show. I actually preached on liking or loving. What's the difference? And some of us liking and loving God. You can check that out at newcreationwa.org. But I'm going to keep on going and talk about love. When you love somebody, you give to them despite what they give to you. Also, another one that I said is respect. People got to respect you. They got to respect your choices. They got to respect the things that you stand for. There's nothing worse than trying to have a friend where they don't respect your view. You know what I'm saying? I think it's really impossible to have a friend that does not respect your views. They might be with you for a while, but when it all falls down, you know what I'm saying, you're going to see people start to split. And that's really what happens, because they don't have respect. I mean, if you look at some of the friends that you got today, I'm pretty sure you respect them. They wouldn't be a friend if you didn't respect them. You got to respect what they say, what they do, because that's what creates friends. You know, also giving. It's going to take giving to be a friend. Now, I remember when I met, just my dude, Fofilla. He's probably right now in my life the longest friend that I've had. And, you know what I'm saying? Me and him was cool. We played basketball. We got it in, and, you know, one day we just started kicking it. Our interests were the same. We love basketball. Then we started doing music. Now he's doing music with us, and anything that I need to talk to, I could talk to Fofilla about. You know what I'm saying? And that's it started with just giving of our time. When you're young, you know, it seems like it's easier to make friends when you're young for some people, because you got school, you got all these things that you meet people. But as Lil Prophet said, you got to make sure you show yourself to be friendly. If you can't show yourself to be a friend, then I guarantee you're not going to have too many friends. Because you can walk in the mall and make a friend if you wanted to. You know, but most people are so, I got to get in, get out. I got a schedule. I can punch you in at 6 o'clock. You know, maybe we can get it in. Well, we can't get it in, you know, and what happens is you see people start doing that, and then you see they say, hey, man, I can't make friends. That's because you moved by your schedule. You're not moved about being a friendly person. We see that. I would say this too, man. Everybody can't be your friend, especially being saved. Everybody can't be your friend. There's going to be people in your life that God would say, nah. I mean, I've had God tell me through prayer, through dreams, don't mess with this person right here. And it has nothing to do with you, Keith. He'll tell me this, or Don Christian. It has nothing to do with you, but it's their motives. Their motives are wrong. The things that they're after are wrong. You know, and when God reveals those things to you, you got to be obedient to God. You could try to be friends because you think we're supposed to be friends with everybody. But in the Word of God, it actually says friendship with the world is enmity with God. Meaning that makes you an enemy of God if you're a friend of the world. And I would just say that doesn't mean the world or, you know, the earth. If you're out there hugging the concrete, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the ways of the world, people in the world. As you spend time with people more and more, you begin to be like those people you spend time with. Whether you believe it or not, somebody's going to rub off on one or the other. So even in our friendships, you know, people sometimes they think it only attains to relationships when the Bible says be equally yoked. But I think that being equally yoked should be a part of every aspect of your life. You should be equally yoked in your marriages. If you're a boyfriend or girlfriend, you need to be equally yoked. If you're courting, let's correct that. If you're seeking business partners, make sure you're equally yoked, because as soon as somebody says, man, this guy's a Christian, man, he's tripping, let's not do that. What has happened is he's no longer respecting you. He's disrespecting you. And he's like, yo, what you say really don't mean anything because you're a Christian. But that's why it's very important that we get linked up with the body of Christ. If you're out there and you're like, hey, man, I need a friend. I need somebody that can help me in my walk with God. You know, just pray about it. I would say that. Pray about it, because God will send you godly friends. You know, and number one, God is your friend. when you pray, he'll speak to you. He'll chop it up with you and be like, okay, you know what I'm saying, do this today. And in doing that, he might lead you to somebody that you've never met before. He might show you somebody in your church that you've never talked to before. But what begins to happen is you begin to build a friendship, man. And that's really what it's all about. Build godly friendships. Allow God to be reflected in your friendships. And make sure you're doing your best to be a godly friend. Make sure you're not cheating people. Make sure you're not disrespecting people, not showing love to other people. Make sure you love like God called us to love, man. And in doing that, I guarantee your friendships will continually grow. And another thing, you can't be friends with everybody, man. I think I said that before, but most people, they got a lot of people they know, but you only got several friends. Jesus everybody wasn't Jesus's friends. He had a lot of people he knew, but there was a few that was closer with him, man. And if you're looking for friendship, you know, feel free to hit us up, 425-243-4285, or email us at yadadaking@gmail.com. It's your boy Don Christian the Warrior, and I'm out of here.
Keep it Christ. I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the key. Shabakta. We out of the key. We out of the key. I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada da King Radio. Banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community. Go to yada.king.com and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom and stream from the Yada.King mobile app.
We Yada.King.